Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Slow up, homie. Don't you grow up on me. Where that afro like your backbone. Don't you grow up on me. Slow up, homie. Don't you grow up on me.
From newsounds.org, it's time for another of our live in-studio performances in the series we call the Soundcheck Podcast. Streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, I'm John Schaefer. The British singer and songwriter Jacob Banks was born in Nigeria and then moved to Birmingham, England, and it's in the UK where he first built up a large following for his remarkable voice and his equally impressive storytelling gifts, stories that he tells in songs and in what I'll call videos, but which are really kind of small films that go with some of those songs. Jacob has brought his band into the studio today to play some music from his album Village and an older song as well. It's the older song that we'll begin with. It's called Unholy War. Here's Jacob Banks.
Thank you.
Unholy war, demons are coming. Boy, you better run. Go take your freedom. Within the water, be gone by Monday. Don't you let them find you. Won't you let love lead you up? Yeah, yeah. Let redemption keep you up. So you better run. Oh, you better run. Yeah, yeah. Time has come, future is now, yeah, yeah. Stage is yours, go take your bow, yeah, yeah. Weather the storm, clouds will pass you by, hit the road, leave your sorrows behind. Won't you let her lead you out? Yeah, yeah. Let redemption keep you warm. So you better run. Yeah. So you better run.
That is Jacob Banks and his band live here in our New York studio with the song Unholy War, with Jacob, of course, singing, and Heather Rivas on our piano, Daniel Byrne playing guitar, Michael Hamilton playing the bass and the laptop, and Harold Brown behind our drum kit. Jacob, to you and the band, glad to have you here today.
It's a privilege to be here, man. Thanks for having us.
So that song is not from Village, the new LP. That's from a previous EP.
Yeah.
And I said in introducing you that it was the LP that was going to kind of, you know, make your name better known here in the States. But the fact is, a lot of Americans will have heard that song.
Yeah, possibly.
Because it's been used in like 3 or 4 different TV shows.
Yeah, it's made its way around. It's done its bit. Yeah.
So I know that you always seem to have like a story in your mind. There's a video for that song.
Yeah.
Which you wrote the story for.
Yeah.
When someone comes to you with a completely different story and wants to use your song, what's that decision-making process? Do you just say yes, or do you have to see it first?
No, depends who it is. I typically work with people that I've worked with before in the past, so it feels like a lot of things, but it's probably like the same 5 people controlling most of the visuals that go out. I turn more stuff down than I say yes to, but I like to be a part of something that feels progressive or feels different, because my whole thing is, you know, we make music, and all I can really do is make the music. I don't know. I'm not really good at marketing or anything else. So anything that allows me to give the work that we've done to people who are just going about their day. So we've had Unholy War in the video game Need for Speed, for example. And that brings a bunch of people who don't even know I'm alive, and they're just playing a video game, and they might hear the song and think, oh, I like this guy, let me check him out. So that the quest is always, how do you reach people who don't even know you're alive?
Right.
You know, and doing stuff with film and games and ads allows you to present yourself to people who are just not particularly searching for music, but they might find you there.
Well, and this is the modern reality of the record industry, you know, the days where you made an album and it sold 1 million copies and then you went on tour.
Yeah.
It's completely the
other way around now. Yeah.
Yeah. So how old were you when you moved to England from Nigeria?
I moved when I was 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what had you grown up with at that point? Because I can't help but be struck by the American sound of so much of your music.
I didn't really listen to much. I listened to basically Westlife, all of Disney stuff, like Disney soundtracks, bunch of African music. And I think when I moved to the UK, I got in touch with Soul and your Sam Cooks, your Al Greens, your everyone of that nature. And I was more gravitated towards the passion side of it, less than what it sounded like. I just felt like every time I heard someone sing or rap or play an instrument, I felt like I believed the intent behind the music.
And when did you discover your own voice? When did you realize that there was an instrument inside you that was kind of striking?
I started making music properly when I was 21. I don't think I believed myself up until The Boy Who Cried Freedom.
Which was the last EP.
Yeah, a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Up until then, it's just kind of like just winging it, seeing if anyone will catch me out. But so far, so good. We're still here. no one's caught on to me yet, so we're still here.
So did the love affair with soul, with gospel, with R&B, did that come first and the voice kind of fits there, or did the voice kind of lead you in that direction?
No, I've always loved listening. Like I always say, I'm someone who loved listening too much to the point where I was crazy enough to try to imitate what I was hearing. I'm just an avid listener of music. I'm very much just, if I tell people all the time, if I had to choose between listening to music for the rest of my life or making music for the rest of my life, I'll choose listening. I love the feeling it brings. I love the comfort it brings. So
have this job.
Yeah, but
I have a great job. Yeah, I mean, that's what I did.
I might come for it. You never know. But I just love music, man. I love being a part of it. I try to not take ownership. I'm just happy to play my part, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mentioned storytelling in introducing you. I mean, do you see each song as a little narrative?
Yeah. I identify so much more being a storyteller than I do an artist. I feel like an artist is a wonderful thing, but it's very linear. Where if I attribute myself as a storyteller, I don't belong to anything. I just serve the story. Even when I create, it's very much, what does the song want to say? What does the story want to say? I don't try to force feed a genre, a narrative. It's just like, I'm here to serve the story that I want to tell, and whatever helps me get there. If it's hip hop that helps me get there, if it's reggae that helps me get the story across, if it's jungle, if it's EDM, whatever helps me get the story across the best way possible, that's where I go every time.
And all of those styles that you just mentioned, there are elements of them on Village.
Yeah.
And also, you know, there are some kind of Afropop style guitars things like that. So there seem to be echoes of what you were listening to earlier
well. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Now, a song like the one you're going to do next, Unknown to You, if you just take it as a song, it sounds like a love song.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it is. But, you know, it seems like a lover-to-lover story.
Yeah.
Then you watch the video, and it's a very different kind of love song.
Yeah.
Still familial in nature, but so did you have kind of two interpretations going as you were writing, or did the video come later?
Yeah, I typically never write a story about love between two human in a boy meets girl or boy meets boy or whatever, whichever way you love. I find it very simple. I think there's enough people doing that, people talking about individual love between two people. I always try to write to make it sound like it's about that, because I feel like it's my job as an artist to keep people company. So I don't try to own the narrative too much. I want to say what I feel, but enough for you to walk away from the song and take what you need, if that makes sense. So Unknown sounds like it's boy meets girl or but between two people, but then every time I do a visual for a song, I try to always challenge the narrative. I want to present another option of how to digest music to get a conversation going. And at that point, for me, I was feeling like, you know, miscommunication, especially communication in general with men, is in our strongest suit. And I looked around all the men in my lives and even the men I tour with, and it's, you know, communication is what brings us together. We're very expressive group of dudes and lady, but for the most part, this is probably my first experience of seeing men speak freely and honest about each other. And when I take that emotion and I look around my personal life, I don't see the same thing being reflected. So I just wanted to put that idea out there without saying anything. I just wanted to show two men trying to navigate through life and see what you think of it. And everyone comes back to me and they tell me, oh, it's father and son, or it's this. And it's interesting because at no point in the video did I ever specify they were father and son.
No, but I took that from it as well.
Which is weird, because there was when I was directing the video, I made sure there was nothing that specified saying, this is a father, this is a son. That could have been his uncle. That could have been his teacher. It could have been his... like anything, but the fact that everyone sees father and son points to a fact that we understand that there isn't communication there.
Yeah.
The fact that you see that means that you know in your heart that that line of communication isn't as strong as it should be, and we should work in that.
Well, I want you to play the song, but I will say one more thing about the video, which was, like, for the first two-thirds of the video, I sort of got what you were going for, that you don't really know who this guy is with this younger kid.
Yeah.
But it all turns on him finding the photo of the woman who you then assume is the mom who has passed on it.
Yeah.
And that's, for me, that was the moment that sort of put a single narrative line on what otherwise could have been just about anything.
Yeah.
So a single little thing like that can turn everything.
And that was the whole idea. I wanted people to, all I ever want is for people to talk to each other, man. Just watch these videos, listen to these songs, and talk to someone about them. Like, have a conversation and speak nicely to each other. I feel like we're so divided by a difference in opinion, and we're all so passionate, whether left, whether right, we're so passionate that we don't speak to each other. We yell over each other. Everyone believes they're right, which is funny to me.
Well, we're speaking nicely with Jacob Banks here in the New Sound Studio on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast. Let's hear a live performance of this song called Unknown to You.
I believe what I said. Why does everyone If I told you different, would it sound the same? Would it make a difference in any way? Oh, no. No, I done wrong, I'll pay for it. It's your turn to talk, for once I'm listening. Say that you don't want me, say that you don't need me. Tell me I'm the fool. Tell me you've been tortured. Tell me you've been bitten. What I've done to you now. Even if it doesn't matter, matter what you know. Say that you don't want me, say that you don't need me. Tell me I'm the fool. Look at all this heartache, what is left? Forgetting how it started, this is how it ends. I know I've done some wrong, I pray for it. It's your turn to talk for once I'm listening. Say that you don't want me, say that you don't need me. Tell me I'm a fool. Tell me you've been tortured. Tell me you've been bitten. What I've done to you, no. Even if it doesn't matter, matter what's true, no. Tell me that of my no. Say that you don't want me, say that you don't need me. Tell me you've been tortured, tell me you've been betrayed. What I've done to you now. Even if it doesn't matter, no matter what's true, no, no. Say that you don't want me, say that you don't need me. So say. You've been bitten, what I've done to you, Lord. Even if it doesn't matter, no matter what's true, no, no. Say that you don't want me, say that you don't need me. Tell me I'm the fool. Tell me that it's over, tell me that you mean it, that I'm the fool. Say that you don't want me, say that you don't need me. Tell me I'm the fool, no. Tell me that I'm unknown to you.
Jacob Banks and the band live in our studio with the song Unknown to You. You'll find a studio version of that on his debut full-length album, which is called Village. That song, Jacob, is a good example of a kind of epic scale and also an intimacy in a lot of your songwriting. That's got to be a kind of a fine line that maybe you don't even find until you get into the studio and start producing.
Yeah. Sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes there's some songs that are preconceived ideas where I go into the studio having us strong idea or a melody line, or I have it all pretty much mapped out in my head. Sometimes you go in and it's just like a song like Slow Up that happened in about an hour.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes you just find gold somewhere. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you have to do a little maths, a couple equations.
Well, now, since you mentioned Slow Up, I have to ask. I mean, you're a young guy, but do you have kids?
No.
See, that to me is amazing that you could have written that song without having the experience of being... I mean, it's every parent's kind of unspoken plea to their kid not to grow up so fast.
Yeah.
That's an amazing bit of empathy or, you know, stealing something from the universe.
Yeah. I have two god kids who I've been in their lives since they were born and seeing them grow up so quickly. And I'm the eldest of four. So I have younger siblings who are racing through life. They want to be old so bad. And I'm just like, it's terrible up here. Like, so many bills. Like, just, you want to enjoy this moment of chaos. It's so wonderful. And I think it's, more than anything, it was a note to self. I feel like I was rushed through life for the most part. And I'm still trying to claim back so much of my youth and I'm making all my mistakes now. I should have made them before. For the most part, I wish I didn't grow up so fast. I wish I wasn't so boring, you know.
So on the record, that song, Slow Up, is followed by Grown Up.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the response?
Yeah. So at the start of Grown Up, there's a voicemail from my grandma. She's speaking Yoruba, which is like my native language. And my grandma is so removed from everything. Like, she has absolutely no idea what's happening. And she's the only person that can always make me feel like I'm not grown up. Our conversations are like, have you had food today? It's not, she don't care where I'm at in the world, where I'm touring. She's just like, it's very motherly, our conversations. Like, are you sleeping well? Are you drinking enough water? And she's the only person that makes me feel like I'm still young. Which I am, I know.
But, yeah,
but she makes me feel like I'm 15 again.
Yeah,
and I love those conversations.
Well, it's interesting. You're existing in these two cultures, you know, modern Western, British slash Western life, and here's your grandmother calling and talking to you in Yoruba. And it strikes me that when you reached out to other singers for this record, Senabusi, whose family is Ghanaian Swedish, and Bibi Borelli, whose father is, I don't know if you know Jean-Paul Borelli, terrific guitar player from Haiti.
Yeah.
So people whose art exists.
It's just coincidence.
Is it really?
Yeah, honestly, I wish, sometimes when things happen, I wish I could take the credit of being a lot more meticulous and clever, but it's just stroke of luck. Like, I just genuinely adore who those people are. Like, Bibi, like, opened for us on our last tour, and we spent a lot of time with her, and I love how unforgiving she is about who she is. Mm-hmm. She's a nutcase, truly, truly is one. And I just love to watch her run wild and just be who she is. And same with Sanebo. Like, I've been a massive fan of Sanebo for years, and I was working on her album and I was gonna put out Be Good To Me, It's Just Me. And then I was like, you know, I think you'd sound amazing in this. And she did it and sent it back like in like 24 hours, and that was it.
And then showed up for the video.
Yeah.
So now, do you, in addition to writing the songs and often writing the scenario for the videos, you've been directing them too,
right?
Yeah,
I direct them as well, yeah.
So did you study filmmaking?
Oh, no, just no one would work with me. So I just, it was easier to do it myself. I can afford me, you know? And it's just, you spend so much time waiting for people. And it just got to a point where I ran out of excuses. It was just kind of like, oh, I couldn't do this because of that. I couldn't do this. I was just like, yo, one of my best friends, he was into photography at the time. So I was just like, yo, just, we can figure it out. It's just moving pictures, right? And, you know, we did a couple of mediocre ones and we kind of found our way. And now we have a team. I started like a production company called We Are Nobody. And we have a whole team now and people who actually know what they're doing. And I just sit back and just look pretty. You know?
Jacob Banks is with us on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast here in our new sound studio. This next song you're going to do for us, I mentioned the sort of American sound of a lot of your music. This, Chain Smoking.
Yeah.
I mean, this has like a kind of a chain gang thing going on.
Yeah, definitely.
Were you listening to like seriously old Americana at some point?
You know what? I was playing FIFA. I was playing FIFA on my PS4.
Okay.
And the band Chainsmokers had just come out.
Uh-huh.
And I saw the name, it just popped up. I was like, I'm always playing FIFA, just slumping people.
Are you any good at it?
I'm the best in the world.
The band is giggling.
Yeah, because they know this conversation, how it ends. I am God to everyone. Like, you do not speak on my name when it's FIFA time.
Okay. But anyway, that's what, so you are the Neymar. You are the Messi of FIFA.
I invented those people. I sit upon the throne.
Okay.
That is FIFA.
I gotta say, Jacob, I'm not enjoying this side of your personality.
Yeah,
this, just emerged.
I was. I tried to always keep him at bay, but you had to go there, didn't you? But anyway, so Chainsmokers. I saw the name, and I typically, for the most part, always title a song before I write it.
Oh.
I always write names of songs on my phone. And then when I hear a chord progression, it always triggers a memory for me. And that memory will need a title. And I look through my phone and it just always aligns. Like I hear the chords and I can see the color, I can see the feeling that it wants. And I just look through my notes and wait for a word to jump out at me. And there it was, Chainsmokers. I wrote the chorus while playing FIFA. Came to studio the next day, met up with a friend of mine called Stint and another friend of mine called JP Sachs. And Chainsmokers was born.
Now, do you play proper football, real soccer, or just the video game?
I used to.
Okay.
I don't have time anymore. When I used to play, I was also.
You were a god?
Yes. Also.
Okay, if the band can stop giggling long enough, maybe we'll hear the song. It's a live performance from Jacob Banks and Company. The song is Chainsmokers.
It's getting harder to breathe. Chain smoking your love can be good for my sanity, can be good for my love. Chain smoking your love. Yeah, yeah. I know my list is up and the bailiff's at the door. And still I'm hanging on to the life we had before. I know this crowded love won't lead me to the Lord. Although I'm black and blue, I'm begging you for more. It's getting harder to breathe. Chain smoking your love can be good for my sanity, can be good for my love. Chain smoking your love, chain smoking your love, chain smoking your love, chain smoking your love. We watch the water as one, waiting by the sun. Take me on top of the world and leave me on the floor. You say you are meant to be. Well, I've seen your odyssey. I'll be a casualty where money goes. Oh, 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 harder to breathe. Chain smoking your love can be good for my sanity, can be good for my love. Skin harder to breathe. Chain smoking your love can be good for my sanity, can be good for my love. Chainsmokers! Say Smokey and love. Say Smokey and love. Say Smokey and love. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Change smoking yellow.
Jacob Banks. Chain Smoking is the name of the song. You'll find that on the full-length LP called Village, which is out now. Has FIFA approached you about using any of your songs on any of their games?
Damn right they have. There's a song called Love It Enough is on the new FIFA, FIFA 19.
Okay, very good.
I've had two songs of FIFA. I've had three. We have a thing, FIFA and I.
Somebody there has their ear to the ground.
They see me, they see me, they know me.
Yeah.
And we work.
All right. Yeah. Now, you said something in passing very quickly before the song about you hear a chord sequence and then you see, you know, a word or the color or whatever. Do you see colors in when you're thinking musically? Do you synesthesia that way?
No. Again, this is tempting. It's a tempting opportunity to sound clever, but I don't. When I listen to bodies of work, I like to be taken on a journey. So when I make a body of work, I try to make a body of work that takes people on a journey. So I give different emotion or color. So when I hear the chord, I'm like, oh, boom, this will work sick with the color that I'm looking for. So I move stuff into the color that I want rather than I see red when I hear a G major.
Right, yeah. Right.
Not that. I'm not that cool. Yeah.
I know people who have synesthesia. They're not all cool.
Yeah. Fair enough.
The journey ends with a song called Peace of Mind, and it kind of ends twice.
Yeah.
Because the song stops, and then at the very end of the album, we hear it's just you and a guitar.
It's just me and a guitar in my kitchen. It's a song called Pilot that we only ever play live. So the full song can be heard at live shows. I just feel like it's a gift to people who come out to shows, man, because everything else can be so simple in the sense of, you know, you have all these streaming services and they present artists to you. Mm-hmm. But when you choose to spend your time to share your evening with me, I feel like I should give you something that only you can have. And so we played a full song Pilot as a band at shows, and it's a little nod to those people. The people who come to shows would hear that and they would know that, you know, that's where you guys, and you come to shows, you hear the full song.
Well, we'll hear that concluding moment from the album Village. Jacob, it's a terrific record. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Coming in. It's
Thank
been a great
so
pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
This is Soundcheck.
Yet I was found in your arms again. A familiar mistake I always seem to make. I pilot my when you beg for space, you radio my name, then I come crashing through LA. It's not like I'm still in love.
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Hear other Soundcheck podcasts and see other videos online at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.